He's really very cool.
I've got my eye on you.
I don't know how you do it, but you've done it again.
Renfield, after them.
Yes, master.
Dracula. I fly like a bat. Dracula.
What would we do without you?
Dracula Investigates, The Night of the Living Ted. Chapter 1. The moon shone in the night sky, its bright white beams cutting through the dark clouds and lighting up the quiet town of Transylvania below. Nothing moved on the empty streets, and apart from the patches of moonlight, the only other light came from gas lamps dotted around the town. The darkened windows of houses and shops stared out at each other like the eye sockets of skulls. The town slept. Or at least nearly all the town slept. From one particular street, or rather from below one particular street, at the corner of the town bank, the muffled sound of stone being chipped by metal could be heard. For down in a candle-lit cellar, two men were attacking a stone wall with pickaxes, trying to make a hole.
"How much longer, Daniel?"
asked one of the men in a gruff voice. He dropped his pickaxe to his side and stretched.
"I don't know how much more I can do."
He was a young man with tangled ginger hair, which was matted to his forehead with sweat. The other man was older, with white hair and moustache, but he had a tough face and piercing eyes.
"Another half an hour, if you keep up,"
hissed the older man, not stopping his work for a second.
"Once we're through,"
clank,
"we'll be able to get,"
clank,
"into the bank vault."
The younger man took a deep breath and raised his axe once again, but before he took a swing at the wall, he stopped. He turned his head, listening.
"What's wrong now, Stefan?"
asked Daniel, finally taking a break from his work.
"I thought I heard something."
They both stood still in the gloomy candlelight, trying not to breathe too heavily while they listened. All seemed quiet.
"It was probably just a rat," said Daniel.
"I suppose so,"
replied Stefan, and they both resumed their work, chipping away at the wall. However, they weren't alone. They were being watched by a small pair of red eyes, but this was no rat. The eyes stared down from a wooden beam above their heads.
"Gentlemen," a mysterious voice echoed round the cellar. "I don't believe you should be doing that."
Both men quickly turned, raising their tools as weapons, staring into the gloom, trying to pick out the source of the voice.
"Who's there?"
cried Daniel.
"It's him,"
screamed Stefan, panic in his voice.
"Please put down your tools,"
came the reply, in a very calm yet booming voice.
"What do we do?"
whimpered Stefan, the sweat dripping from his brow.
"He doesn't scare me,"
shouted Daniel, swinging his pickaxe in front of him. The same booming voice said,
"Please don't make this harder for yourselves."
And the small bat hopped down from the beam and landed on the floor behind them. As the two men continued to stare into the dark corners of the cellar, the bat transformed into a tall, thin man, dressed in an evening suit, complete with a long, black cape. He had pale skin, which in the candlelight seemed to be deathly white. Count Dracula towered over them, his red eyes staring down at the back of their heads. Slowly, he leaned in towards the two frightened men, and with a smile, whispered,
"Boo!"
Screaming, both men ran towards the cellar door, dropping their pickaxes, which clanged loudly on the stone floor.
"Let me out of here!"
cried Stefan, trying to squeeze through the door at the same time as Daniel, who cried,
"Me first!"
Dracula took a step forward.
"Now, Renfield!" he called.
Suddenly, outside the door appeared Renfield, a short, plump man with a thick moustache and round metal-rimmed glasses that seemed to enhance the sly glint in his eyes.
"Yes, master,"
replied Renfield as he pulled a net from behind his back and threw it over the two frantically struggling thieves.
"Ah!"
screamed Stefan.
"They've got us!"
"What are you going to do?"
asked Daniel, the fear showing in his eyes. The Count moved over to the candle, still flickering its soft golden light around the cellar, and with a mischievous grin, blew it out.